Howdy, everybody, and welcome back. Good Friday to you here at readaboutit.com. I'm Reed, and this is About It. And the Friday Popcast, a tradition for as far back as a couple of months, and it will continue in 2008. I promise you that, because I can't think of anything else to do on Friday. So we're going to go with that. And as you can tell from the picture on the website today, we'll do a little Misha Barton, because I don't think I know who that is. But she certainly made the news yesterday. So we'll get to that in just a second. First, though, I hope you had a Merry Christmas, and we'll have a Happy New Year coming up. Obviously, there's still another holiday before the next podcast. So please, celebrate safe, celebrate smart, and you know, don't put too much money on the big game. Today is kind of a holiday tradition. I'm going to go out and purchase a lot of Christmas stuff that's on sale. That's what I do. Here's what I'll do. I'll go out today and I'll buy, you know, four or five rolls of wrapping paper on sale and some ribbons and bows and whatever, and you know, gift boxes, all those sorts of things. And I'll get one of those storage containers and I'll put it all in that, and then I will store it somewhere and never remember where I put it. So next year in, you know, mid-December, I have to go out and buy it all over again. It's a family tradition, I guess. You know, that's basically the Kerr family motto: prepare for everything and forget where you put it. That's it. I'm following the footsteps here. So I'll do that today. The other thing I'll do today is probably return some stuff. I just love that feeling. I mean, I'm returning things that were given to me 2 or 3 years ago, and I'm just dragging them out of the closet, and here we go again. You know, I love that, you know. And if they don't want to give you your money back, just be obstinate. They'll cave eventually, I promise you. My favorite returning story, I did this at Walmart once, and I complain about Walmart a lot because it makes me sound like Jeff Foxworthy, I know, and I'm sorry for that, but one of these days, I hope to live in an area and have enough money that I can just shop at Target all the time, you know, where attractive people go. So, but anyway, I was at Walmart, I was returning something, I don't even remember what it was, but I had the wrong thing. It wouldn't work with whatever I'd purchased it for, so I go to take it back to Walmart. It's about 9:30, I call Walmart, I ask what time the desk closes, and they say 10 o'clock. I say, oh, cool, so I drive down there. It's about 9:45. I walk in the customer service area, and they're closed. The lights are off. They're shutting down all the registers. And a woman, I guess, I didn't ask for urine to check it, but looks up at me. You know those people, when you were young, what old people look like when they were older and they had the, you know, the 70s giant beehive sort of whitish silver hair, and their mouths always looked like they were holding a cigarette in them even when they weren't. That's what this woman looked like. And she looked at me, and in a voice deeper than mine, said, "We're closed." And I went, "I called, and they said that the desk closes at 10 o'clock. What time is it?" You know, if you go to Walmart, bring your own watch. That's all I can tell you. So whipped out my phone and had the time on it. It's 9:45, and the woman looked at me and actually went, I mean, if this were a cartoon, it would have said over her head, "Sigh." And she tells the woman next to her, who has the same, you know, pear-shaped body, you know, just kind of like Dane Cook says, made out of shapes, and a darker version of the same haircut, to her, and goes, "Oh, go ahead and check him out here." So I take the thing up to her, whatever it is, and she says, you know, she's trying to get out of there. It's like, and by the way, as the other woman was walking off, as the really rude woman, I was going to memorize her name just in case, you know, I ran into somebody else from the store later, and I look at it, and it has her name on it. It's like Shirley, and then underneath it says customer service manager. So I figured complaining about it, yeah, that probably wouldn't do any good anyway, so they don't care. Anyway, this woman goes, "Okay, what's wrong with it?" I don't have a wide range of voices for my characters, so they'll have the same voice. And I said, "Well, it's not what I wanted. It doesn't work with the thing that I meant to." And she cuts me off and she goes, "Doesn't work?" And I just looked at her and went, "No, it no work." Ching, she opens up the register and gives me $20 back and I leave. They didn't care whether it was broken, unbroken, you know, whether I'd taken it and given it to a vagrant to use as a pillow. They didn't care. It was time for them to go home, and it didn't care how much money it cost the company. So that's your lesson, folks. Try to get that working this holiday season if you can. Okay, the other thing. You know, I talked last week, I blogged about Jessica Simpson and not knowing why she was famous, and I have not received a satisfactory answer. You know, she didn't even have a sex tape out. I mean, I thought that was sort of a must now to be an untalented star. But Misha Barton got arrested yesterday, and the Smoking Gun had the booking photos. So of course, sweetheart that I am, I've put one up on the website for you to take a look at. She does not look good. To begin with, Misha Barton, I don't have any idea who she is. What character was she on 90210? I forget. Was she Brenda? Was she Brenda's friend? I don't really remember. She was on The OC, which I don't really know anybody that admits they watched it. I know it was on for a couple of years, but it was one of those shows. It kind of had an Ally McBeal thing to it, where like at one point everybody went, "Hey, look, a new show," and then everybody went, "Oh, this sucks. Let's go back to it. Let's stop watching and immediately turn our attention somewhere else. Oh, look, something shiny over there." And since then, she hasn't really done anything. I mean, this is the biggest splash she's ever had in her life, and it came from getting arrested. And I'll tell you this, just as someone that works with people that ain't too good on their luck, she looks like she's got a lot of hard living ahead of her. I mean, if you look at that little girl in that picture, she looks just like... I'm from East Texas, which is adjacent to meth country, as we call it. She's got a lot of that going on, too. You know, sort of pale, emaciated, needs a biscuit, got the meth mouth working there. I mean, when you look at her, it is not much of a stretch to look at that girl and picture her on Cops with her, you know, her undershirted boyfriend being dragged away in handcuffs after slapping around a little bit with her yelling at the cops, don't hit him, don't hurt him, I love him, don't hurt him. So... I don't, and she, unlike the Jessica Simpson thing, there's not even any money in her posing for Playboy, you know, not until she gets a couple of solid meals in her, which, you know, drugs and jail, neither one of those is really going to fatten you up. So, best of luck to all, I guess we'd say there. Have a happy New Year's. Actually, New Year's is fine for everybody. I guess it's New Year's Eve that everybody gets tore down on, so enjoy the alcohol, the parties, and the college football. And I'll be back next week with more. As always, thanks for listening. Looking forward to more podcasts here in the new year. I'm Reed Kerr, and see Crest out.